But what's lost on me is the fact that you now have acknowledged there's a genocide and obviously understand what a genocide is, you still can't grasp the magnitude of what this means to the Irish footballing community. They don't want this match to proceed. They don't want to normalise sports washing. And Ireland playing Israel normalised a genocidal regime, and it gives cover. It gives cover for statute violations, for apartheid and for war crimes. And all you're doing in standing up and saying, I won't attend these fixtures, you're shouldering that pressure and that burden on our footballers. Inevitably, if this goes on, our footballers are going to have to make a conscious choice individually or collectively as a team as to whether or not they should fulfil this fixture. And it's not fair. You had an opportunity this week to empower the FAI. You had an opportunity to support the FAI. So I don't buy all this back-tapping for the FAI here. You had an opportunity to stand with the FAI. You had an opportunity to stand with Irish football. And you had an opportunity to stand with our Irish football team. And you chose not to. Shame on you, Minister.
Minister.